Does this mean we're dating? A Sean, Gus, Psych, / fanfic, written and read by Fearless Jones. I still can't believe you caught the bouquet. Sean shook his head and grinned as he rapidly worked the controls of the office PlayStation. Gus glared at him from behind the workplace's only functional desk. I still can't believe that you actually wrote out my wedding vows. He'd been amazed at how proudly and eagerly his best friend had pulled them out of a junk-filled drawer to show him. Green eyes remained riveted to the television. I'm a good friend, Gus. What can I say? Except for rapid-fire blipping and bleeping sounds emanating from the TV set, the office settled into relative silence. Gus, deep in thought, tapped a newly sharpened pencil in an unsteady rhythm on the desk. Hey, Sean? Yeah? What happens if I never use these vows? Sean pressed the pause key on his game and craned his head to the side to better see his friend. Like if you have a different kind of wedding or something? Gus shook his head. No, what I meant was, dude, I've got it all taken care of, Sean said, smugly going back to his game. I wanted to have all my bases covered, so I wrote them to be modified for any ceremony. Besides, I figured there was a good chance of you being gay, so it just made sense to make them suitable for an alternative wedding. Gus's mouth dropped open, and, for a moment, he briefly considered stabbing his friend with a bright yellow number 2 pencil. What? I meant, what will you do with the vows if I decide to remain a bachelor my whole life? Not what will you do if I'm gay? Sean shrugged, apparently disinterested in the direction the conversation was going. Oh, well, that doesn't matter much to me. Sean's blasé reply angered an already peeved Gus. Now that the insinuation had been made, the worry took hold of him like a flea to a dog. So now you think I'm gay, Gus accused, after a moment of self-reflection. He looked stricken with sudden horror. I don't look gay, do I? Like, flamingly? Gus could see Sean's eyebrows rise from across the room. Isn't that a bit homophobic of you? Getting to his feet, Gus made his stance as no-nonsense as possible. He walked over to his friend, blocking a view of the TV screen. Seriously, Sean, I have to know now! Sean tossed the game controller onto the empty desk next to him and patted the couch cushion on his right. The other man eyed him warily, but sat down, despite his better judgment. You're metrosexual, Gus, Sean began slowly, as though speaking to a slow child. But there's nothing wrong with that, of course. So you like your designer shirts. Who cares? Lots of men like designer dress shirts. Gay men and metrosexuals, for instance. Brown eyes nearly disappeared in a glare usually fatal to anyone other than Sean. Abruptly, Gus dropped his head down to his hands. Oh no, mumbled Gus from somewhere between his kneecaps. No wonder I can't get a girlfriend. Gus felt a warm and comforting arm circling his back. Aw, it's okay, Gus. You always have me. Tilting his head to look upwards at his friend, Gus couldn't help but continue glaring. Why must he sound so happy about everything all the time? You are not even remotely a girl, Sean. Please don't joke around about my apparent blinding gayness. But I would make an excellent boyfriend, Sean exclaimed, punching Gus's arm for emphasis. I'm charming and witty, and I own my own business. We are best friends, man, but we are not going to date. Trust me on this. Gus definitely didn't appreciate being told, first of all, that he was apparently very gay, and, second of all, that his best friend thought himself a good candidate for his first foray into homosexuality. Sighing, Gus leaned back into the couch and covered his head with a pillow. Maybe, if he were lucky, he'd slowly suffocate and finally end his misery. Is it because you're afraid of commitment? Sean asked, his voice nearly dripping with sympathy. No, Sean. A moment of consideration, then. Are you scared to come out of your fabulous closet? No, Sean. Is it because you're afraid that if our romantic relationship fails, we'll lose the beautiful friendship we forged over a lifetime? The pillow slowly slid off of Gus's face, leaving only wide brown eyes and a very puzzled expression. What? No, Sean. It's because I know you. A quizzical look was directed at him, so he continued. You're childish and impulsive, and you do everything in your power to make me nervous and angry. You constantly ask me for favors and impose on me in every way possible. You even steal the food from my fridge. I get hungry, Gus, Sean shouted, hands wildly gesturing. By the way, you really need to stock up on that yogurt with the little crunchy granola bits in it. That stuff is tasty. You see what I mean, Gus whined. Yes, yes, I see what you mean. But we really would make an amazing couple. We're already work partners, which is a total bonus. We could ask for all kinds of domestic partnership stuff. Suddenly, he gasped. Ooh, and the next time Laster roughs me up, we could claim discrimination. Gus rolled his eyes and tried to keep his anger under control. He thought lovingly of the sweet, life-saving, candy-colored pills currently in his sample case. Oh, I get it now. You want to date me for cash and prizes. Weren't you listening? It's a bonus, Gus. A bonus. In addition to what? To having hot, spontaneous office sex with me on a regular basis, of course. Gus tried Lamaze breathing to no avail. Instead, he went for his old standby. Sarcasm. Oh, you make it all sound so logical. Let me just go grab my rainbow flag and my share CDs. Sean was silently puzzled for a lengthy moment, sarcasm apparently lost on him. But, Gus, you already have your share CDs right here on your iPod. Gus threw the pillow in his friend's face. Pointless to argue with you, isn't it? Sean caught the pillow in midair and hugged it to his chest. Why argue when I make such valid points? He lifted an eyebrow, waiting for an answer. So, does this mean we're dating? Gus asked, looking his friend over carefully. He was almost entirely sure this was one big joke, akin to the whole, I'm a psychic, look at me, thing. Sean smiled broadly, with a happy gleam in his eyes that was scary to behold. Gus frowned. Never mind, I don't want to know what this means. You want to go out for lunch now? Leaping up from the couch, Sean turned and held out his hand to help Gus up. Cool, our first date! Can we get hot dogs? The end.